Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I'm going to read the verse because it actually adds some more stuff to it. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. I tell you, boy, the more you know, it's tough. Especially at work, boy. I tell you, the more you know, they pile on you. Sometimes I was talking to one guy in the witnessing field. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I know why now. Because once you hear it, boy, you're responsible. Listen to the scripture here. Luke chapter 12, 48. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. So he takes that into account. For to whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. Isn't that true? The more they entrust you with, they want more from you. And the same thing with God. What do you think about the parable of the talents? How he gave one, two, and then five. He expects what? A return. God expects a return. Are you giving him the return? And that return is to produce more than what you had. See? God wants us to produce. And when we produce, the Bible, I gave you scriptures of that many a time, when we produce, we glorify God. Now, how do we do this? There's no better way to do it than this. 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm almost done, believe it or not. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Boy, I love this scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Listen to this. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always, or sometimes. What do it say? Always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Wow. I can't tell you how many times I run into people that say they're Christians and they're not prepared to witness for Christ. It says to give, it says to be ready to give that witness. Have you prepared your personal testimony to share with someone of how you got saved? Always think about the woman at the well. She didn't go through no discipleship class. She didn't go through no 12 steps. She simply took what happened inside of her and she immediately told, right? She was ready. Are you ready? Now, I tell you, some Saturdays when I go out, you can imagine, I run into a different religions. I don't know. And I tell you, some of them send me back with my tail tucked in the hand downtown. Because I just don't know what they're talking about. But you know what? Guess what I go do when that happens? Study. And I go back and let the Spirit work. But the thing about it is, you got to be ready. I've learned so much out there than I ever would sitting in a church or in a Bible study. Because the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, hey, see, I remember one time when I first started out, a Jehovah's Witness just whipped me up and had me all tapped around. Them boys know that Bible, boy. You better go read it when you're fooling with them. But they wrapped me all up. But then the Lord says, hey, just keep it on me. Keep it simple. Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I learned to just simply keep it on Christ, and it makes the difference. So, are you ready to tell people about Christ? Think about it. This is your warning. The Spirit is telling you to be ready. This week, you're going to encounter somebody. You need to be ready. Are you ready to witness to them? You think you can do it? Lisa, you can do it?
Sure.
There you go.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.